Beverly coach Dave Wilbur is with us prior to the game today here at Danvers. And, Dave, you guys pulled off a big win earlier this week against Peabody, a come-from-behind win setting up this big game. But this is a great clash today, huh?
This is awesome. I mean, you know, we've earned the right to be here today and to play for a championship. Our kids have been great all year. We've won games in every fashion. We've won by big scores, and we've won and come from behind and beaten good teams. So, you know, it's another day, and we're hoping to play our best game of the year today. That's what it's going to take, and we just want to enjoy the moment. We're really thankful for the opportunity, but our guys have earned the chance to be here, and it should be a great ball game.
Well, you guys won the first game against Danvers this year, but I remember talking to you in April, and you had a very young team. You lost a lot.
Yeah, we lost a lot of guys, and early on we were struggling, but we made a couple changes, and that seemed to help our team, and we just came together, and we're playing our best ball at the right time.
Tell me just a quick note on the Peabody game earlier this week to come from behind win to help set this one up.
Well, you know, we were lucky to not have that game get out of hand early because they were really hitting the ball. We made some tremendous defensive plays to keep us in it. And then as the game went on, you know, we took advantage of a couple of opportunities that they gave us defensively to tie the game. But in the bottom of the eighth inning, we got three hits in a row to score two runs, and that was it. So, you know, it was another one of those games. We've done that two or three times this year in extra innings, and we've won them all. So we kept our confidence. We kept plugging away against a solid, tough Peabody team who we respect very much, and we were fortunate to win.
All right, Dave, if you could run down your starting lineup for us here and maybe tell me a little bit about the players.
Batting first and playing center field is junior Matty Enos, who's had a great season for us. He's all Northeast Conference. Batting second is sophomore shortstop Matt Collins. Batting third is sophomore third baseman and co-MVP of the league Spencer Brown. Batting fourth and playing left field is captain and NEC All-Star Nick Cotraro. Batting fifth and in right field is captain NEC All-Star Sean Hanlon. Behind the plate is Luke Samperi. At first base is NEC All-Star first baseman Ricky Johnson. On the mound is another NEC All-Star, Rocky Pisa, with a record of 5-1. And being our DH today is a Miss Steady guy here, plays center field at times, real steady at the plate, Matt Manzo. And he's going to be DHing for Timmy McCarthy, who's been an outstanding sophomore for us in the infield, playing second base. Those are the Panthers.
All right, Dave, good luck to you today.
Thank you, Bill.
Dave Wilbur, head baseball coach at Beverly High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com. This is MSO News Sports, and we're joined by Danvers baseball coach Roger Day. Roger, this is the big game here of the year, and Beverly's in town today.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you play for. You couldn't ask for anything better, playing for something, especially for the league title and especially against Beverly. And Coach Wilbur, I mean, it makes it makes it real enjoyable, and it couldn't be a better show.
I know when I talked to you maybe about a week or so ago, a little over maybe 2 weeks ago, you were a little concerned, I think if I have it right, that your team may not have been improving as much as you had hoped during the course of the year. But now put that into some context for us, because you've won 10 straight games here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was frustrated that we were winning, but it wasn't what I wanted. I'd rather see improvement and lose a few games. And we've done that. You know, our middle infielders have got better. We've had better approaches at the plate, better situational-wise, base running. Everything has been much better. We've tightened up the defense a little bit. Everybody's improved, and the team's improved, and the enthusiasm and energy's been better. And, you know, they're getting the routines down, and that's what we aim to get at this part of the year, and that's more important to me than the wins and losses.
Now, Dean Borders is pitching for you today, so tell us about that. Now, I understand he got a little hurt the other day. How's he looking?
He'll be fine. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he's got 16 stitches in his leg, but I don't think that's not going to affect him. Wasn't too good of a slide he had the other night, but anyhow, he'll be fine. But he's had a great year. He came off the JVs from last year, and other kids were ahead of him pitching for us, but he's developed over the course of the year, and he's 8-0 with a 1.07 ERA, and strengthens our defense with Olzak behind him and the rest of our team. So he's had a tremendous year. I mean, it's been not a surprise, but it's been more than you could have asked for.
Well, I have one question just before we go to the lineups with you, Roger, and that would be looking at some stats I saw this week in the Salem News. As a matter of fact, you guys have a number of the top base stealers in the league, and that speaks to the way you want to get guys on base and advance along those base paths.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that probably pretty much every year we must lead the area in stolen bases. I mean, we had over 100 last year. We've got 76 or 7 this year. So, I mean, that's part of what we do. I mean, we like to pressure people, and we spend a lot of time on base running, and, you know, that kind of fits the type of kids that we have, and it gets the attitude that we're going to be aggressive and get guys to compete and go after teams and not sit back and wait for things to happen. So, you know, luckily we've responded pretty well there.
Well, maybe you could run through your starting lineup for us to tell us who's playing today and maybe a little bit about them.
We've got Andrew Olczak, you know, certainly one of the best players we've ever had and best, you know, on the North Shore the past 2 years. He's playing short. He pitched the other night. And we have Danny Lynch, who's been an excellent football player and a real quick kid, excellent outfielder, probably going to Sally Regina and play football and possibly baseball. Batting second, Jordan DiDonato's had a great year. He's been a huge plus for us, sliding into the number 3 spot and really improving over the course of from last year. That's allowed us to put Olczak back at the 1 spot, which, I mean, now he's had like maybe 28 walks or something crazy plus his hits, so it's really kind of set the table for us. Then Matt Andreas is another kid that's really improved, junior football quarterback, tough kid and great defensively, and kid that could play college baseball if he chose to, and he's batting fourth, and he's had he's got 30 hits. He's leading the team, and I think he's leading the area in most hits, so he's really had a big year for us. Then Timmy Unser is batting fifth, playing third, and he's had a ton of hits for us and got us started the other night with a big hit, which made a difference in that game, and he's been a really solid, really good player for us for 2 years. Tommy Mento was a DH that was a freshman last year. He's only a sophomore, and he's been solid on the sixth, good hitter, and he's improved a lot defensively, and that's been a huge plus for us from him coming off his freshman year last year. Then Zach Dillon is first baseman, and he's done a great job over there, but the biggest thing is, I mean, he's leading the team in RBIs, and he's batting out of the seventh spot today, and he's got so many two-out, two-strike RBIs, it's been crazy. I mean, that's when he's had all his hits. The only time he hits is with guys on base, and it's been money for us. I mean, he's got 20-something, 25 RBIs, which certainly leads our team. Then Max Paul, we've been rotating him and Nick Ramo, both solid hitters, and they've given us a good pop in the 8 spot. And Ryan McGinnis is number 9, and he's been a great find for us this year, playing center field and getting some key stolen bases. He's second on the team in stolen bases, and you know, he adds that spark, and he's like a leadoff guy batting in the 9 spot. So then we have Dean pitching, who you know, who's been outstanding all year.
Good. All right, Roger, good talking with you. Good luck today.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Roger Day, head baseball coach at Danvers High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Twy Field in Danvers this afternoon for the big Northeastern Conference baseball matchup between Danvers and Beverly here. The two teams are tied atop the Northeastern Conference North with both identical 13-2 records. The winner of this game today comes away with the Northeastern Conference large title. The two managers or coaches were just meeting at home plate. Roger Day and Danvers up on the third base side, and Beverly with the orange and black here on the near side on the right side. I'd like to say hello to Bob Boyce's dad, listening somewhere. I don't know exactly where in the country he is, but he's watching somewhere way, way far away from here. So hello. Beverly overall 14-5, Danvers 17-2 overall, and Danvers is taking the field here now as we look out. Again, this is on live video and radio. I'm Bill Newell along with John Squires and Rick Moore.
Ladies
here with you on
MSONewsSports.com. Remove your caps. As we honor America,
Beverly is coming off a 5-4, 8-inning win last Wednesday, just a couple of days ago against Peabody. Now our national anthem.
Bright stars through the terror.
you got Danvers out on the field right now, taking their warm-ups. Danvers 17-2 overall. We are right next to these speakers, so we apologize. We're getting rammed here. Probably is harder than the folks at home are. Oh, man. Well, Roger Day, the baseball coach at Danvers High School this year in his 29th year, became the Northeastern Conference's winningest coach as he picked up his 467th win, which gives him the most wins of any Northeastern coach. John Squires, a guy you might know, Frank DeFelice, passed him this past week.
You know, Bill, I talked to Frank yesterday, ironically. I was over at the Swanson Marblehead game, and I talked to him about it. And Frank is a very, very humble person. He's done very well, and he didn't even quite know about the record until it was right on the front of the paper. And he said one thing he did say, he had a great rivalry with Roger, and he also said, I'm sure Roger knows exactly how many wins and losses he has over his career. But, yeah, it's a great day for baseball here, everyone. It's in the mid to high 70s. I'm really looking forward to this matchup. These are two great programs. And, you know, both of these coaches have amassed over 300 wins in their career, which is really something very special.
Yeah, Dave Wilbur from Beverly High School and Roger Day. Now, both also coach football, have been great assistant coaches on the North Shore in high school football. Day most recently was with Beverly, but we understand he will not be coming back to Beverly with their new coaching staff in Beverly this coming fall. And, of course, Dave Wilbur also has coached in Beverly and a longtime coach with his old mentor, Ken Perrone, who is in the house, so to speak, here today, just after some knee
pitching
surgery.
Pitching today for the Danvers Falcons, number 9,
well,
Dean
Borders is pitching today. You heard the starting lineups earlier.
Leading off for the Beverly Panthers,
today,
the center fielder,
from both
number
head
15,
coaches,
Matt Enos.
Matt Enos is the center fielder for Beverly High School, a right-hand batter standing in from the right side, and we are ready for the first pitch from Borders to Enos, Danvers to Beverly here in the first quarter. Borders working out of the stretch with no one on base. His first pitch of the game is high for a ball.
You know, it's funny, Bill. I was watching both teams warm up, and I know it's a kind of a strange thing, but I was watching Danvers, and they looked a little tight, believe it or not. They made a couple mistakes out there. It'll be interesting to see how they handle their first defensive plays.
The 1-0 pitch is down over the outside part of the plate for a strike called. One ball and one strike to Matt Enos. Matt Collins is on deck for Beverly High School, their shortstop. Again, both these two teams tied at 13-2 in the NEC North Division in first place. Borders 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on a missed. And it's a pitcher's count, one ball and two strikes.
Great pitch. Looked like a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. This is the first time I've had the opportunity to watch Borders pitch, and he looks like he has a lot. It's early, but it looks like he has a lot of composure out there.
Well, these, again, two teams that have played very well this year. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It swung on a miss for strike three. Swinging strike, and Enos is out. Matt Collins is up, the shortstop.
Interesting, the first couple games of the season, Billy, this lad did not start at shortstop, and since he's been playing shortstop, they've been playing very, very well around the 5th or 6th game of the season when they went on that 9-10 game win streak.
So Borders is on the mound. At third base is Unser. Andrew Olzak is at shortstop. Mento is at second base for Danvers High School.
I'm interested to see Olzak play. I talked to Roger Day before the ball game, and he said, really, his position is shortstop. He's going to Southern Maine next year, and I know he's had a great career as a pitcher, but I guess his position is shortstop.
Dylan is the first baseman for Danvers. Next pitch is just a bit high. Just a gentle breeze here, really not a factor at all here. Maybe blowing in slightly from left field to first base, but a very gentle wind here at Twy Field in Danvers. Borders pitch here. That's over for a strike. We've got a ball and two strikes.
Boy, this field's in great condition. It always is. I know it's run by the town, and they do a great job over here, but boy, it's really, really looks great.
Big Spencer Brown is on deck for Beverly High School. Their number 3 batter, Matt Collins, waits. The shortstop for Beverly. Here it is. Swung on foul back off to the right and out of play.
Kind of interesting about this Beverly team. They've had, even though they've had a great season, 14-5, both 13-2 in the conference. I'm in Danvers. They've had to come back a lot during the whole season. Many of his games, talking the day before the season, was they'd score late in the game to win.
Borders with 8 wins this year, nearly 40 strikeouts and 40 innings of work for Danvers High School. The pitch is swung on, hit very high in the air to center field. McGinnis coming way in now, makes the catch easily out in center field. McGinnis with the out in center field. Collins is retired. Fly out to center field. And here's Spencer Brown. Well, Spencer Brown is the real deal for Beverly High School.
Brown
can pitch and hit. He has over 30 hits, scored over about 30 runs as well. Has a lot of RBIs as well this year, and 3 home runs at the plate for Beverly High School. Left-hand batter going up against Dean Borders with 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. First pitch is skied on a high pop-up right near the mound. Borders will take it himself, it appears. Battling that sun, he makes the catch. Woo. You see that more in high school baseball, where the pitcher does make some plays out on the mound, John.
You know, a lot of their best athletes are pitchers too, Billy. So it's not unusual, and they play more than one position. Also, I know Olzik plays shot and catch, and as well as pitcher. But that's not unusual, like you said. As opposed in pros, where they want him the heck out of there right away.
Absolutely. Well, what we'll do is we'll keep it right here during our break. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore. John Squire is here with you for coverage of today's baseball game between Beverly and Danvers. Just a quick recap. No runs, no hits, no errors for Beverly in that top half of the first inning. And Danvers will be coming up. Boy, what a lineup they have. Andrew Olczak, Danny Lynch, and Jordan DiDonato will be in the lineup for Danvers High School. I was just looking. I do have the... John, I'm going to give you the Northeastern Conference All-Stars. I've got that printed out somewhere. Maybe we can talk about it during the broadcast.
Sure, absolutely.
Tonight,
no problem.
So I just got to find it here. Easier said than done. Oh, there it is. Just a quick note, we got both of the league MVPs here. This was just announced today. Andrew Olczak of Danvers and Spencer Brown of Beverly. And also a shout-out, congratulations to Gavin Softick of Salem High School, named the Northeastern Conference Coach of the Year.
Yeah, what a job he did, huh, turning that program around. They made the tournament, if I'm not mistaken, right? I guess they're 10-9 now, I think.
They're close, yeah.
They beat Somerville yesterday. I know they did. So I was checking that website of yours, and I got that information. I couldn't find anywhere in the paper, but I got you and Rick, I got the information off your website, so I know they beat Somerville yesterday.
There you go.
But, yeah, I'm looking at the rest of this. Gavin Sullivan from Swampscott, junior. He's only a junior. He's one. He pitched a perfect game for 5 innings against Marblehead yesterday, and they lost. And then the rest of the Saugus says Calatillo and Dean Borders, of course, from Danvers, along with Matt Andreas. And then just some of the names down there on there, Espinal from Swampscott and so forth.
Yeah, we'll get to that as we go along here.
Yeah,
right?
We can
stick it right under here. And then if we want it, we have it.
Pitching today for Beverly is number 1, Rocky Pisa.
Rocky Pisa is pitching for Beverly High School today.
Leading off for the Danvers Falcons, the shortstop, number 15,
Pisa has
5
wins
Olczak.
This year and nearly 40 strikeouts on the year. Andrew Olczak, the Danvers shortstop, is up right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. Pisa's first pitch is a strike at the knees. Great sunny day here for this big matchup, Northeastern Conference North Championship game. Bill Newell, John Squires, and Rick Moore here with you today from Danvers. 1 strike pitch, hit on the ground out near shortstop. A nice 2-hop high hop to Collins, the shortstop. Fires on to first in time for the out.
You know, ironically, both of these teams are in Division 2 North, and they could meet again in the tournament, Dave was telling me before the game. So they are in Division 2, Beverly and Danvers. So it'll be interesting to see what happens
right
down the road.
Number 7, Danny Lynch.
Danny Lynch is up, a right fielder. He bats from the left side. He wears the number 7 for Danvers. He's one of their leaders in hitting. Has 3 home runs this year. Has got 21 hits. Takes a ball up high.
He's had a great career over here. He had a great football season this year. I'm sure you're aware of everything that went on in his life over the last year or so. And he's just a great kid from what I hear.
Yeah, he has 11 steals. Takes another ball. It's 2-0. He's up on the count, 2 balls, no strike. We talked with Roger Day in our pregame show, and this is a team that you scratch around, you get on base, and next thing you know, you're on first, and then Danvers has a runner at second. The 2-0 is swung on and fouled back out of play over on the basketball courts.
Roger did say it isn't a typical Danvers hitting team this year, and he's not surprised at the way they play, but he says they have to scratch for almost everything they get.
Lynch waits on the pitch from Pisa. Rocks to the motion and delivers. It's a bit high and away. Jordan DiDonato is on deck, the left fielder for Danvers High School. Pitch is in there for a strike called. But we got a full count here. Three balls, two strikes. Is it that? Looked like they motioned that. Well, scoreboard is here, but it's you can't see it from here. That's the only problem. I mean, it's...
Where is it?
Here's Lynch swinging it in a high fly ball to center field. Playable, though. The center fielder, Enos, is there, and he grabs it for the second out. So kind of a gentle fly out from Lynch to Enos out in center field, and there are two outs in the Danvers first inning. No score here between these two teams. Danvers and Beverly. Great to have you with us here. You can always contact us by checking our, emailing us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. Jordan DiDonato is up, the left fielder. Bats from the right side. Number three batter in the order. And Pisa's first pitch to him is a bender over for a strike.
Nice pitch. He looks like he has a curveball and a nice little curveball for himself. A senior. Coach Wilbur's really happy with the progress he's made this season.
Pisa with the one strike delivery. Off speed curve doesn't make the strike zone. So it's a ball and a strike fading a little bit away and down. The Red Sox winning streak came to, or the hitting streak came to an end. Swung on and the pitch is fouled off.
And Jackie Bradley's streak came to an end last
night. That's what I was trying to say, John, but I couldn't get that out. Thanks for finishing my thought, which really wasn't well developed.
I think
there.
He went 0-4 last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't get, well, he didn't have a hit. I don't know what he went.
Yeah,
but I do know the streak ended and the Red Sox lost as well. There's a curveball slam foul down the left field line, taking a hop and hopping over the chain link fence down to our left and
not
out of the field.
Not a surprise, Billy. Both these coaches played college baseball. Dave at Ottawa, Kansas, he was a pitcher, and Roger up at the University of Maine was an infielder. Played for the legendary Jack Butterfield, Butterfield's dad.
Yeah. Jordan DiDonato waiting. Here's the pitch to him. It's a hops. It's a pitch down low in the dirt. Boxed nicely by the catcher, Sampieri. Folks still coming in here. The next pitch is over. Just missed outside, it appears.
Yeah, there's a nice crowd here. Nice crowd. Great day for baseball, as we said. It's beautiful.
I think I have the worst seat here, though, to be honest with you.
I like the music. I like the music with the box right next to it. That's so wonderful between innings.
Yeah, the pitch is down for a ball. Four, and DiDonato is on with a walk, and here's Matt Andreas, the catcher, hustling up to the plate.
Batting cleanup for Danvers today. The catcher, number 10, Matt Andreas.
For Andreas, he's a 30-hit guy this season, scored 24 runs and nearly 20 RBIs this year. Bats from the left side. And Pisa throws over to first base to check the runner. DiDonato, who dives back into the bag. Both coaches, or rather, Coach Dave Wilbur with some signals down below us here to his catcher. Next pitch is up high from Pisa. And Coach Roger Day on the third base side, and the Danvers bench there is also flashing out his signals. Did you pick those signals up, John?
Not yet. It's early yet, though, Billy.
You'll get it by about the 12th inning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Pisa with the pitch, swung on and hit foul off to the left, high in the air and out of play. Hit off the light tower down to our left and then rebounded out, caromed out onto the field in foul territory. Matt Andreas with a runner on first base. Keep an eye on him, DiDonato. Yeah, a few fans out on the outfield fence checking in, a few kids out there, and the bright sunshine. There's a runner bluff for a moment that the Peverly Panthers throw down to second base after the ball is taken. Runner DiDonato holding at first base.
I'm sure you've seen Danvers play before. They'll try all kinds of things. You've got to be very prepared. They'll do anything, double steals, they'll squeeze runs, whatever way they can.
Yeah, they bunt. They do Another throw to first base by Pisa, and the runner is back. We're still in the first inning here. No hits in today's game. Two outs here for Danvers in the bottom of the first inning, but they do have a runner on first base with the two outs. No score here. Pisa pitch from Beverly to DiDonato is down and in, or to rather to Andreas is down and in for a ball.
Great eye at the plate. That was close.
Yeah. Left-hand batter. Andreas waits. And here's the pitch. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the ground back behind home plate. First baseman Johnson of Beverly holding the runner on. That is DiDonato at first base for Danvers High School. And Andreas, left-hand batter, waits. The piece of pitch. It's up high for ball. Let's see, is that ball three?
I think it's a full count.
Yeah, three balls, two strikes. Yep, that's it. Three balls, two strikes.
Runner will be going, two outs.
You got that. Pisa, working out of the stretch, comes to the plate with a full pitch, full count pitch rather, and it's down and in for ball four. So yep. Now two walks by Pisa, and Danvers is doing what they do. They've got a runner in scoring position without a hit. Tim Unser is up, their third baseman. The other night I was here for a game, and Danvers, I think they scored two runs on two walks and two errors.
Ninth, fifth, the third baseman, number three, Tim Unser.
Two walks, two errors, and two runs in.
You know, they get it. They just get it. They know the bottom line is who scores the most. They don't care how they score and who gets the hits. They just want to get runs.
Well, Pisa ready to work to Unser with runners at first and second. Bottom of the first inning. The first pitch is a curveball. Swung on and missed for a strike.
Another breaking ball.
Might have tried to hold up on that, but it might have been a called strike anyway.
Looks like that may be his best pitch. It's early yet, as I said, and I haven't seen him, but that might be his best pitch, his go-to pitch, his breaking ball.
One strike pitch from Pisa on the way. Another curveball missing. One ball, one strike. Got big Memorial Day weekend coming up. The Clancy tournament has started in Lynn today and tonight. North Reading and Lynn English are playing. There's a ball missing to Unser. Two balls and a strike. So it was Lynn English and North Reading this afternoon. And then tonight, St. Mary's and Lynn Classical play. Next pitch is a strike, and the count is even at a ball at two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, there should be a lot of baseball this weekend. I'm sure a lot of the North Shore teams getting in action. It's supposed to be a great weekend weather-wise, so great baseball weather.
Two balls, two strikes, and Pisa working to Unser, the third baseman for Danvers, swung on in a hot shot up the middle and into center field for a base hit. The runner, DiDonato, comes around third base and scores, and Danvers will have runners at first and second on an RBI single up the middle by Tim Unser.
Just got through. Great effort on that play, but just got through. And once again, Danvers finding ways to get runs.
What a nice at-bat by Unser. Stretched
number
it out,
two,
got a full
Tommy
count,
Mento.
Building that pitch count up on Pisa, and then just kind of went with the ball and put it right up the middle and into center field for a base hit.
Yeah, it looked like he caught the fastball and just got by the shortstop, so
Tommy Mento, the shortstop, is up for Danvers. He swings and lines one down the right field line. It's in for a base hit. Rolling all the way down in the corner. One run comes in. Here comes another run they're going to wave in. And the throw to the plate, a slide, not in time. It's a two-run double for Tommy Mento. And the Falcons lead 3-0.
And Danvers has three...
I think I lost my...
I think I did, too. There we are. I'm back now.
You're back? Okay.
Yep, I am. Well, Danvers got three runs early, so that's two big hits there, and Danvers up 3-0. And as we said, runs are going to be important here. So, you know, neither of these teams, you know, even though they have great averages, and it seems, I can't believe Roger Day said before the game that they're more not of a typical Danvers hitting team. And you give me the stats, 30 hits here, 30 hits here, 30 hits... I mean, you know... Roger plays little cat and mouse, though. He's been around for a while. So, I mean, three-nothing here early, Danvers.
So here you go. Look at this. Look at this hitting for Danvers right now. Zach Dillon is up there, their first baseman. But two walks, two hits, three runs.
Okay.
There you go. Runner at second base, and Zach Dillon, the first baseman, is up for Danvers High School. And now the pitcher, Pisa, looks the runner back at second base, that being Tommy Mento. Rocky Pisa on the mound, working from the stretch with a runner at second base. Three runs in here for Danvers in the bottom of the first inning. Pitches up high for a ball to Dillon. Next pitch is swung on and fouled straight back.
Yeah, and this is the seventh bat of the bat for Danvers in the first inning. They've almost batted around, and as you said, they've only got two hits. So, I mean, they make things happen. It's interesting. I talked to Dave Wilbur earlier, Billy, in the season. He said, rather, Roger Day, and Roger Day quoted an interesting quote. Beverly, year in and year out, has the best 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the conference, he believes. You know, now, it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Fielded well. Thrown on over to first base by Collins, and the side is retired. So the Falcons strand a runner at second base, but they do score three runs and three times in this inning with two walks, a single, and a double. The big hit. Well, the two hits were both big. Tim Unser with an RBI single, and Tommy Mento with the RBI double. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio. North Shore Sports Radio. MSO Radio, keeping you in touch with North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Adam DeBadges, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School.
I'm just really happy. My girls play great, just tough. And they've been there four times in a row, so, you know, it's like the old John Wooden quote there. I think he said something about, experience doesn't matter when, you know, experience is overrated.
Congratulations to Bishop Fenwick on their state title. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, Beverly is up, top half of the second inning. Nick Petraro is up. He's a left fielder.
Nick Petraro.
Bats from the left side, facing Dean Borders. Borders retired them in order in the first inning. A swinging strikeout, a fly out, and a pop out. Beverly went 1-2-3 in the first inning. And again, Petraro is the number four batter. Takes a pitch up high, the first one for ball one. Dean Borders. Matt Andreas is behind the plate. Dillon is at first base, Mento at second base. Andrew Olzak is at shortstop, and Unser is at third base. There's a pitch lined into right field for a base hit. Contrero makes a big turn at first base, but comes right back to the bag, happy with a line single to right to first base. Now the throw gets away on the throw back to first base from the outfield, and the runner goes down to second base.
So yeah, Beverly getting their first hit and taking advantage of the errant throw from right field.
That E9 is out of my view here. So, again, I do have the worst view, I think, of anybody here today.
Yeah, I would go with E9 on that to the right fielder.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So,
Lynch
is the right fielder. Committed that out.
Sean
Hanlon is up, the right fielder. Number five batter in the Beverly order. Panthers scratching around here in the top half of the second inning. Borders delivers, and the pitch is down and away.
One ball, one strike. Borders working here. And the pitch is high for a ball. Two balls and a strike.
Oh, I got you. Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Hanlon, the right fielder, waiting, and the right-hand batter takes a strike. Runner at second base, that's Cotrero, who singled to right field and then went on the throw back into first base, went errant, and moved on down to second base where he is right now. Beverly is trailing by a 3-0 score here in the top of the second. The pitch is hit on the ground, in the hole between third and short. Runner Cotrero turns third, stops there. It's a single to left field. So Cotrero goes to third base. Hanlon is on first base, and Luke Sampiera, the catcher, is up with two runners on.
Maybe just have John move here for a second.
9-6, the catcher, number 17, Luke Sampieri.
Luke Sampieri is up. Andreas behind the plate for Danvers High School. Dean Borders is pitching here today.
Beverly with runners on the corners, and here comes the middle and the bottom of the lineup. This is what we've been producing all year long.
That's what we're saying, yeah. So Sampieri waits, and the pitch is high for a ball. Runners are at first and third here for Beverly High School. Luke Sampieri is swings and misses for a strike, strike two.
Good pitch.
Nobody out here. We got Andy St. Pierre with us, athletic director from Danvers High School with us, stopping up for a few batters here in this half inning, which is the top half of the second inning. Borders throws to first base. The runner dives back in safely. Runners at the corners here. Andy, how's the crowd out there today?
Crowd's pretty good. It's a great day for a game, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fans on both sides. Good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have a game like this, too, the way it plays out on the schedule, that you're playing for a title here on a Friday afternoon on Memorial Day weekend. Borders' pitch is swung on, ground ball down the third base line. It's a fair ball. This may be two bases. One run comes in. The runner at first chugs on into third base, and it's a double for Luke Sampieri. And so Beverly scores, and they've got runners at second and third here in this second inning. Classic Danvers inning just a moment ago. At-bats, you had two walks, two hits, three runs.
Batting seventh, the first.
That's the way it goes. You know, they're smart. We play smart, and that's why we get a lot of wins. You know,
yeah.
Coach has been doing it for many years with his teams.
29 years. Ricky Johnson is up, the first baseman for Beverly High School. Runners at second and third. Those would represent the potential tying runners. Pitches up high from Borders to Johnson, way up high. Big right-hand batter for Beverly High School. We'll ask you, Andy, just one other question here in a moment, or a couple others here. Pitches down low, blocked nicely by Andreas. Getting down near the end of the year, certainly for the seniors here at Danvers.
Yeah, it's coming quick. You know, believe it or not, we're starting the postseason next week with some of our sports. Track starts tomorrow, actually, in state. So we're getting there.
Well, I'll ask you a highlight or two from the fall, Andy, for Danvers spring sports, rather. Pitches up high to Johnson. What were a few of the highlights? Obviously, the baseball team here
today
is one.
Baseball's been great. You know, from my standpoint, with softball, with a new coach coming on board, that's been a real nice surprise for us. And not that it was so much of a surprise, but it's been nice to see. She's a great coach, Colleen Newberry, and she had a lot of success at St. Mary's and Lynn, and we're very lucky and grateful to have her here.
Pitch is a strike called to Johnson. He started up thinking he had a walk. Well, you got a new basketball coach, too, a boys basketball coach.
Yeah, we appointed Jerron Giddings, the head coach. He's been with the program a couple years as an assistant, and he's going to do a great job. He's got a great rapport with the kids and generates a lot of respect from the kids.
And as you just said, he's been with the program, too, so he knows the John Wall system. Pitch taken by Johnson. This is down and away for a ball. So now the bases are loaded
here
for Beverly.
Yeah, that loads them up, Billy.
You know, Andrew, I just want to congratulate you. You really got the wheels rolling over here. You're winning in all your sports. The kids seem happy. They're being competitive. And it's not just one sport. I know you've had traditionally baseball's been good, but now your football program's going. Your basketball program's had great success. Your softball program, all your sports, your track and everything. And you got to take some credit for that.
Yeah,
you've done a great job.
This was set in motion a long time before me, that's for sure. I mean, it's a long history here, as you know, and it's a lot of proud families and proud residents here in town, and you know, it's a lot of hiring good people and getting them to buy in and commit and be here for a long time. Like Coach Day, you know, he's a perfect example. You know, and the kids see that, they grow up with it, they buy in, and you know, that's what they dream of doing, is playing in a game like this.
How about the new athletic complex outside the high school, where the football field or soccer teams and all will play in the fall?
Yeah, it's coming along really well right now. Everything's on schedule. They're going to have graduation in the facility. Still have some construction out back with the field and grass to grow, but we'll be ready to go for the fall. We're excited. The kids are excited, and it's just going to be a really nice upgrade for the school.
It's a 3-1 game, but Beverly has the bases loaded. Top half of the second inning, there is nobody out here. And the batter is Rocky Pisa, the pitcher, right-hand batter. The first pitch to him from Borders is a strike. With the bases loaded, it is Hanlon at third base, Samperi at second base, and Ricky Johnson is at first base, who got the walk. So they've had three hits, two singles, a double, and now the walk to load up the bases. Nobody out here. Borders from the stretch for Danvers delivers. A slow curve is swung on and missed.
Good breaking ball.
Yeah.
Boy, look at that left field line. Wow.
You're about at all the baseball games, aren't you, Andy?
I come to as much as I can. You know, even if I don't stay the whole time for other sports, I kind of bounce around, just, you know, show support where I can.
Yep. Borders from the stretch, pitching to Pisa. And that misses up high.
Just missed. Good pitch.
Bases loaded here for Beverly in the second inning. Danvers scored three times in the first inning. We're in the top of the second here in Danvers. Pitches a curve down low for a ball. So Border struggling with the control, something that he probably doesn't struggle with too much, Sandy.
No, he's been on point this year so far. He's been able to locate his pitches big time, but he'll be all right. He's a tough kid. He's a grinder. He'll figure it out.
Well, he actually has those stitches in his, I think, what is it, 16 stitches or so?
I don't know what the number was. It was a pretty good
catch. It was a good number,
yeah. He got him pretty good.
I know they were attending to him prior to the game today, and he was taking some ribbing from it. I guess he did it on a slide earlier this week. Borders pitches, and that's a curve in the dirt. Boxed nicely by Andreas, the catcher. Both teams 13-2 in the NEC North.
Big pitch here, full count. Bases loaded.
Yeah, bases loaded, full count here. Borders pitching to Rocky Pisa of Beverly here in the second inning. The pitch, that misses. And Danvers walks in a run, and Beverly creeps to within one run here in the second inning.
Here's that bottom of the lineup again, bottom of the order, producing things, making things happen.
Well, we'll go to the bottom of the order, and Matt Manzo, the DH, is up. Left-hand batter, Manzo. McCarthy, their second baseman, does not bat for Beverly High School. So Manzo, with the bases loaded, with still no one out here in the second inning. The first pitch to him, that snaps across the plate for a strike. Get the fastball going there. What's up? Any other events this weekend for Danvers sports?
Track is tomorrow at Burlington High School, I believe, for the states. And then
you got softball.
Yep, morning tournament for softball.
Pitch swung on, hit high in the air to center field, not deep. Center fielder McGinnis there makes the catch. The runner tags at third, comes to the plate and scores on a sacrifice fly. And we are tied at 3 here in the top of the second inning. One out.
And that quick shows 3-0, Danvers in the driver's seat, and Beverly's right back in the ball game.
That scores Samperi, the catcher from third base, who tagged up easily on that. Ball was not hit deep, but certainly deep enough to easily tag and come and drew the throw, but the runner was in there. in time.
You guys act surprised that you got a game on your hands.
Neither of these teams are going to go quietly either, Andrew. I mean, both of them are great traditions. And don't kid anybody. They know the magnitude of this game. This is a championship game.
It's a great rivalry that's developed between these two schools and the two coaches.
And they're great friends, too. Yeah.
Matt Enos is up, the center fielder for Beverly High School. Struck out swinging. He was the first batter, and you thought there's the tone of today's game. Not too surprising with Dean Borders pitching, 8-0 on the year. But here he is up now with runners at first and second, and one out, and the pitch is in the dirt and boxed by the catcher, Andreas.
Might be aiming it a little bit right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised we've got a game. I really thought we'd have a game, but I thought it could be like a 2-1 game or a... something like that.
Yep.
But we're beyond that now when we're at 3-3 in the second inning, middle of the second inning, near the middle of the second inning. Curveball is over for a strike to Enos.
Davis just needs to get an out here. They got one out and runners in first and second. Top of the order coming up for Beverly, so Matt's got to just bear down a little bit here. And he's been there before.
Yeah. And when you score three runs like Danvers did at the end of this inning, if they get out of this without scoring any more, or without allowing Beverly to score any more runs, it's like starting the game over with an extra at bat coming up in the bottom of the second. That's what it's like.
There's a lot of action left in this one.
We should hire you to promote our games, Andy. You've got this down, this promotion piece.
Yeah.
Don't go away. The pitch is swung on and missed. So there is a swinging strike as Enos goes out swinging for the second time, and Matt Collins is up.
He flies out
to center field his first time up, shortstop for Beverly, right-hand batter.
That's a big out there. Davis back in the driver's seat now. They just have to get one more out to get out of this.
Boy, John, you called this bottom of the order stuff here for Beverly, huh? I mean, Beverly, bottom of the order, doing the damage for Beverly High School here today. The legendary Gary Larrabee walking into the...
They let him in?
Twy Field, yeah.
Might be looking for his golf ball up here. He might have shanked one or something.
Yeah. I don't see a lot of security here, Andy. I mean, I'm not knocking you here.
Gary's been unbelievable for us. You know, he hosted an event last night for John Walsh, a little going-away type event, and it was a really nice event at the Hart House in Ipswich. Oh. Really well done. He's just a class guy.
Oh, he is, yeah. Pitches up high, a breaking ball for Collins, to Collins, rather. Right-hand batting shortstop for Beverly High School. We're tied at 3 here in the third inning. Live video streaming here on MSONewsSports.com and also on the radio here today as well. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. Two outs here. Danvers trying to escape here with just with the three runs in a tie game situation.
Andy, where is the scoreboard here? On top of the roof here? Or
no,
where
it's right down the first base.
First base, okay. Yeah.
And here's a pitch, is a hit on the ground to shortstop. One big hop, fielded there by Olzak. Throws on to first for the out. And Beverly is finally retired, sending eight men to the plate here in the second inning and ending up tying the game here at 3. Yeah, Andy, we got to talk to you about moving this scoreboard here. You know,
let's
what
get
saying?
A window right here for you.
Well, that would work. I mean, I think that would be easier, come to think of it.
We need to get a big mirror out there so you can look up and see it.
Next, if we do another game here, Andy, and you come up here and you see a hole drilled in that wall, don't blame us, okay?
Fine with me.
One thing about Damus is the music. The music, I always remember when my son played here, he said, "Dad, that is great music." I said, "Who cares about the music? It's so loud." You know, being an old, I'm dating myself now.
Yeah,
but it's
like
a great atmosphere,
yeah,
you
great.
Know?
Yeah.
And the kids love it.
Yeah, kids love it. The families love it. It's a unique
what
addition.
What you need now is a mascot doing special gigs for you out there.
You
want to
wear them?
No, thank you.
I can make that happen.
That'd be great. So we're in between innings here, getting ready for Danvers to bat in the bottom of the second inning. They sent seven men to the plate in the first inning, scoring their three runs here. It's almost hard to talk to. Andy, the other thing, too, is I've been here for years. There's always somebody playing basketball over there, too. This is a great park for the community of Danvers.
It really is. They've kept it up really well over the years. Since I played here, they've added a bunch of fields on the Little League side. Great lights here at night on good summer nights to just go out and play. And it's always in use, like you said. We have kids around here all the time using these fields.
Yeah.
And tonight we have the alumni game.
Oh, really?
Coach Dave's organized the alumni game at 7 o'clock. So So they have a great turnout. They've been doing it for several years now. It's a good take. It's good to keep those guys in the mix.
So that's why this game's at 4 o'clock instead of, say, a 6:30 game?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, those guys work, and they plan this out months in advance, and yeah. It just allows for the game to stay on the state.
No, absolutely. Well, Andy, anything else to share with us about Danvers Athletics?
No, I appreciate you having me on and supporting our team here. We're looking forward to an exciting end of the year and getting into the tournament with a lot of our teams. And, you know, then once summer comes, we'll gear up and be ready for the new stadium. It's a really exciting time here.
How about the football schedule this year? Any notes on the football schedule this year for Danvers off the top of your head?
No, nothing unusual. We're opening with Winthrop on, I believe, the 9th of September.
Yeah.
That's a Friday. So that'll be a big deal, the first game in the stadium. It'll be nice. No, it's the same schedule as last year, just opposite home and away.
Yep, I got you.
Should be a good one, though.
All right. Andy, good to see you. Thanks for stopping up here this afternoon.
No problem. Happy to. Appreciate you
having
me.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy.
Max Paul is up. First batter for Danvers High School. Singles out into right field for a base hit, and we are now back underway here in the second inning. Base hit for Paul, the DH for Danvers, and Ryan McGinnis, the center fielder, is up for Danvers. 3-3 game here.
Boy, I did not expect this, like you were saying, Bill. I thought we were going to maybe see a 2-1 game. These teams are going right after each other.
You know what could happen, though, is that those could be the last runs we see for a long time. You never know what will happen with these teams. There's a throw to first base, and the runner, Paul, is back. Rocky Pisa on the mound for Beverly High School this afternoon, wearing that number one right-hand pitcher into his second inning of work here in a game that's tied at 3. Beverly and Danvers pitches up high to McGinnis for a ball.
Looks like he was thinking bunt, just checking the infield positioning anyways to see what he's going to do. He did show it, bring it back.
And Danvers will do that. There's no doubt about it. Maybe Roger's thinking the same thing. One more run might win this thing, he's saying. Uh-huh. There's a bunt attempt that's fouled off by McGinnis. What a season Swampscott baseball has had, John, huh? I mean, I know you had a lot of those games.
Kind of a surprise. I mean, but I didn't realize that they had 6 seniors starting for them. So I thought this was their... They did hope this was their year, and kind of ended kind of disappointingly yesterday. It's not over yet, but...
Oh, no, no.
But they certainly did want to win that.
Here's a bunt. McGinnis throws it down in front of the plate, fielded by the pitcher Pisa, throws on to first base. The sacrifice work.
Roger Day baseball.
Yep.
Move the runner over and see what can happen.
So, Paul, who singled, is now at second base on the sacrifice bunt by Ryan McGinnis.
Now,
and we go back up
Andrew
to the top
Olzak.
Of the order.
Shots
Andrew Olzak. Olzak is the shortstop for Danvers. He grounded out to short his first time up, 6-3. And Rocky Pisa on the mound with a runner at second, and the pitch to the plate hit on the ground up the middle. A big bounder, and it's knocked down by the shortstop. No throw, though. Collins stabbed the ball out behind second base, the shortstop, and that would have been a run if he did
right,
not do that.
Right, that might have saved a run. Nice play by the sophomore, and that was a big play. Even though the center fielder was coming in, was right behind him, but that was a...
No,
might have saved a run there.
Oh, clearly saved a run, I think, yeah. If that goes through, the runner turns and comes on in to score.
This will be interesting now.
Danny
first
Lynch,
and third.
Right field.
We'll see what Coach Day has up
right.
his sleeve.
Yeah, one out here. Runners at the corners for Danvers, and Danny Lynch is up. He flied out to center his field his first time up. Left-hand batter, and Pisa pitches to him. A curve is waved at him for strike one.
This is what I love about high school baseball and coaches like Coach Day and Coach Wilby. I mean, the kids are so well-drilled. You know, they play year-round if they can. They play more than one sport, many of them, but also they love the sport. You have to love baseball to really become good at it, and these kids love it over both places.
Well, I've got to give Dave Wilbur. I mean, the Beverly's had good baseball over the years, but Dave's done a great job with this baseball program at Beverly High School. Outstanding coach and teacher. And Lynch waits on the pitch from Pisa. That's in the dirt.
Well, the kids love playing for him. I know that because I've refereed over the years and seen many of the kids and talked to them and they've come back. They all come back to see him from college, and there's a sign right there. No matter where they go, they come back to always say hello to Coach Wilbur. So he's just a gentleman.
He's a member of that legendary Salem High School coaching staff under Ken Perrone. There's a bunt down to the third. The throw to the plate. Out. Got him. The runner was coming. The bunt was down. It was fielded. And the Runner is out.
Oh, that's a great play. That's a big play, too. That's a great play. And a great tag by Beverly's catcher.
Was that Pisa, the field? Was that the pitcher?
No, it was, I'm trying to think.
Third baseman.
Third baseman
Brown,
and
okay.
Then he threw it a little high,
yep.
And it was a great tag applied because it was a good slide. Away from the plate.
No, it was an excellent I really did not think Brown was going to get him. I thought for sure that runner coming was going to be safe, but somehow Brown made it. And the flip was a flip, not because he was so close to the catcher. So now runners at first and second, two outs here. And runners are at first and second, and
Billy, what would you call that, a safety squeeze? I mean, it's really not a squeeze. He wasn't breaking on the play, right?
Yeah,
so
safety,
kind of a safety squeeze?
Yeah, safety squeeze, I guess, yeah.
Might have been just enough for Beverly to make the play.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, he didn't commit before the before as the, on
exactly.
The pitch. You see the ball down and you go for it. And it was an inches play. It was an inches play, and those can go the other way if you don't just get that throw kind of perfectly. Brown doesn't make the perfect play coming in from third base for Beverly. That play doesn't happen. Pitch is in the dirt for a ball to DiDonato.
Isn't it funny how great athletes always seem to be in the center of big games? Brown for Beverly is having a great season. He has a great career, and it's interesting.
Pitch is now grounded right back to the pitcher, Pisa. One hops it, throws on to first for the out, and he escapes without a run. That looked a little scary, a little tenuous for a while for Pisa and Beverly, and we've now played two full innings, and we are tied at three, rather.
Seems
three.
Like we've been here for about 2 hours. Two innings, holy mackerel.
I know. Well, this could all of a sudden speed up, as you know. Bring Rick Moore in here. If any observations you want to make here, Rick? Can't hear me? Okay.
I can hear you. I can't talk.
Okay.
Hey.
All right, what we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back on board just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Keep coming, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Spencer Brown is first up for Beverly, their third baseman. Popped out to the pitcher his first time up in the first inning. Up here in the third inning with the game tied at three. Facing Dean Borders of Danvers High School on the mound, the right-hander. Left-hand batting, Brown takes a strike. A ball and a strike. Beverly coming in today at 14-5 overall. Off a big 5-4, 8-inning win over Peabody earlier this week. Panthers are 3-0 in extra inning games this year. Danvers 17-2 this year under Coach Roger Day. 10 straight wins for Danvers. The pitch from Borders swung on, hit on the line to the shortstop, and Olzak jumps up and gets it. Andrew Olzak, kind of a soft line drive that kind of hung and was hit off the inside bat part of the bat, I guess.
Got a good jump on the ball, and he's got good size. He looks like he's about 6'2", 6'3", and maybe be bigger, but I mean, he got a good jump, made a nice play.
Now batting Nick Cotraro.
Nick Cotraro, the left fielder, is up, singled his first time up, and scored Beverly's first run last inning. Again, they sent eight men to the plate last inning, did Beverly. One out here in the third inning. Borders trying to settle things down here for Danvers in the tie game. The right-hander delivers. It's a ball to Cotraro.
Ortiz looks like he's settled in a little bit. He looks like he's throwing the ball a little harder this inning. I was watching him in the warm-ups, too. He looks a little bit more relaxed.
His coaches might have had a few words with him between innings and straightened him out. There's a strike at the knees at the inside part of the plate.
Oh, good pitch right at the knees.
Yeah, Petrero didn't like the call, but it was close. Yeah, beautiful field here. Twy Field in Danvers. NEC Large or NEC North title game. Borders delivers. Swung on ground ball foul off first.
Just interesting, both divisions, the North and the South, had rival games, both for came down to the final in season. Swanscombe Marblehead for the South Division Championship, yeah. Winner-take-all, and today's game for the North Division. So it's a lot of parity in the conference and a lot of good teams and good coaches.
Yeah, that's a nice that in a way that was a nice the way the schedule worked out for both divisions this year. Pitch is swung on, popped up. Looks like it's playable though. Cottrell had popped it up third base side, foul territory. And Unser, the third baseman, has it in foul territory for the out.
You know, it's amazing. I'm just looking as he's popping up. Everybody's covering a base. Shortstop, Olczyk went over to third base. They covered second, covered first. Just all fundamental skills, you know, in case something happens. You know, they're prepared. They're so well prepared.
Sean Hanlon, right field.
Beverly's right fielder, Sean Hanlon, is up. He singled and scored a run in the second inning, last inning for Beverly High School. Their second run, right-hand batter. First pitch to him with two outs is a curve outside. Little off-speed pitch from Borders. 8-0 this year. ERA just over 1 for Danvers High School. The 1-0 pitch is a strike, and the count is even at a ball and a strike.
This certainly is a great setting for a baseball game, is it, Bill? I mean, look at the field. I mean, it's in great shape. We got a nice crowd. It's a Memorial Day weekend. I mean...
1-1 pitch from Borders to Hanlon is swung on and fouled off. Yeah, you're right.
There's that breaking ball again, so now he's got the breaking ball working a little bit again. I wouldn't be surprised to see him try to rear back and throw the ball by him and see what happens. Wants a new ball.
Which you don't see very often in high school baseball, John, getting a new ball. You know, you reuse the balls and reuse the balls. And when they foul off and hit the dirt, they still stay in the game.
Hey, I remember Coach Steve Lease over in Swampscott. He'd keep about four dozen balls. We'd see two balls all season long. I mean, he made Jack Benny look like a spendthrift.
The pitch from Borders to Hanlon is high for a ball. Bill Newell, John Squires, Rick Moore here with you today on MSO News Sports for the Beverly Danvers baseball game. Borders pitching. Pitch swung on and missed for strike three. And
great breaking ball.
So we're now in the middle of the third inning, tied at three, and we'll see if this game settles down at all. Danvers scoring their three runs in the first inning, retired in the second inning without scoring, but they had a runner cut down at the plate in that second inning. And we're going to head to the bottom of the third inning here in Danvers, tied at three, Danvers and Beverly.
MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio. North Shore Sports Radio. Stay in contact with us by following us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. MSO News Sports, keeping you in contact with the North Shore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, we're back in Danvers. this is your kind of music, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I kind of like Moan River, Bill. That's my type of music, you know, big band type stuff and that stuff. Holy mackerel. It is a great atmosphere, though, and the kids love it. It's like minor league baseball. That's what it reminds me of, you know?
There's a chance I could have a headache after this game, John.
Well, you are much older than me, Bill, so, you know, anything could happen.
No, you're right. Yeah. I mean, if I was down there by first base or by the dugout, this would be fine. But when you're right behind the speaker and your head is bouncing off the wall.
We can pick them.
I feel like I'm in the movie Goon, you know, the hockey movie, getting my head beat in. All right, Matt Andreas is up. He walked his first time up, scored Danvers' second run. The bat's from the left side, going up against Rocky Pisa. Left-hand batter. Big season for Danvers High School. Next pitch to him is over for a strike. One ball, one strike to Andreas. Tim Unser is on deck, their third baseman, and Tommy Mento would bat third for Danvers here in the third inning. Rocky Pisa, the right-hander, with his catcher, Samperi, behind the plate for Beverly. The infield has Brown at third base, Collins at shortstop, McCarthy at second base, Johnson is at first base. In the outfield for Beverly High School, Cotrero in left field, Enos in center, and Hanlon in right field. The 1-1 pitch, ball two, down and in.
Look how deep the center fielder is playing for Beverly. I mean, they know something we don't know.
Well, Matt, let's see here. Yeah, 30 hit season for him. Dave Wilbur, head coach at Beverly High School Baseball. Roger Day, head coach at Danvers High School. And the pitch to Andreas is a strike. Is that 3-2 now, John, or 2-2?
I think it's 2-2, Billy. 2-2,
yeah.
Could be one.
Two balls, two strikes to Andreas. Andreas is the number four batter in the Danvers order.
Andreas stepping out, trying to break his rhythm a little bit. He just steps off the mound now.
Yeah, Rocky Pisa went back on the grass for a moment, now comes on. And he comes to the plate with the pitch. It's high and away, ball four.
Oh, it was 3-2, so it's ball four. Lead runner on.
Timeout anytime you want.
You see, that's what they're complaining. That's what Coach Wilbur's talking to the umpire about, calling timeout. And that's what, you know, and the question is, yeah, you can call timeout, but the umpire's got to give him the time.
Yeah.
And which he looks like he has, but this is what the question may be. He wants to hear an explanation.
Yeah, was it just a little bit too late to grant that timeout?
Well, it certainly flustered Pisa a little bit because he threw the ball high and away, and that, you know, he looked like he was maybe getting into a groove.
Now batting, Tim Unser, third base.
Whatever it takes.
Tim Unser is up. Andreas is at first base after the walk. And Unser is the right-hand batting third baseman for Danvers High School in a game tied at three, bottom of third inning. Takes a strike, nothing and one. Got some legends here today. We mentioned Ken Perrone is in attendance here. Gary Larrabee is here. Matt Williams, who picked up a Sports Writer of the Year award, is here from the Salem News. Oh, saw that.
Congratulations.
Throw to
great.
First base.
John Levine, out of the Hall of Fame, Danvers resident from Salem State. I see him here. He coaches Pat Ballou over at the high school, the girls program.
Did you ever pick up some award for a year, something of the year? Slow curve is a ball.
I think I won something in the fourth grade. I think I was a student athlete in the fourth grade in elementary school. But
nice.
Yeah, I had a couple along the way, but I was lucky enough to play with some great, great athletes. So,
here's a throw to first base, and the runner Andreas is back. Diving back into the bag at first base, being held on there by Johnson, the first baseman for Beverly High School.
Entrance now to see if they move the runner along, whether they look to sacrifice him or just maybe send him.
Another throw to first base. Certainly Beverly's thinking that they want to pay attention to the Danvers runners, and I guess it'd be foolish not to pay attention to a Danvers runner.
Exactly, and Pisa has taken his mind off the batter a little bit, too.
Pitch to the plate. He's low for a ball. I think that's 2-1 now.
Flown away, you know, so they're trying to bother him.
Coach Danvers coaching staff, I think, talking with the umpire back out at second base, it appears. Coach Roger Day flashing out some signals to his batter. And the pitch is hit on the ground, shot to the right side. Could be trouble, fielded by the second baseman, but the pitcher covering at first base tags the bag for the out. So that ball, that play goes 4-1. You have the first baseman running to his right for the high chopper. You have the second baseman coming to his left, and the second baseman came up with the ball, and the pitcher, Pisa, alertly covered the bag at first base for the out. But the runner, in essence, gets on to second base. It's like a sacrifice.
Like a sacrifice, right. Nice play by Pisa, too.
So here is Tommy Mento. He doubled in two runs in the first inning for Danvers. Left-hand batter really drilled one to right center field, clearing, bringing in two runs. There were two runners on base ahead of him after two walks. So two walks and then a single. There were two runners on. The pitch to him is a ball away. Mento of Danvers.
Interesting too, Bill. I'm watching both of the coaches. Both head coaches call a lot of the pitches. I've seen both these teams earlier. I know Coach Wilbur, and now I'm seeing Coach Day earlier in the game.
Yeah, pitch is high and away for a ball,
which is somewhat unusual when you have senior catchers or upper catchers who've been around for a while. But obviously, they know what's going on.
Mento waits. Pisa with a 2-1. It's a strike, and the count is even at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Good fastball.
Yeah, no nonsense that time, right over the plate. Matt Andreas leading away from second base. And the pitch to the plate is swung on, popped up, back behind third base, foul territory, tough play. Third baseman over, off his glove. Oh, he was twisting around, and he just could not make that play, and it drops foul.
Would have been a great play. It was, like you said, he was twisting around. He had a long way to go. But, boy, when things like that happen, as a coach, you think, oh, that's an out. Don't give outs. Don't give outs.
That was Spencer Brown there. Of course, he's looking up, looking at the sun here. Yeah, he'd be looking into the sun. And it was twisting away from him.
Long way to go, too.
Yeah, slicing off a left-hand, the third baseman off a left-hand batter. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Second baseman over fielding it. That is McCarthy, throws on to first for the second out of the inning, but the runner advances on over to third base, Andreas. So almost like another sacrifice, a ground ball to the right side of the second baseman, moves the runner along. This is called Roger Ball, and now with two outs, a runner at that third base in a tie game, and Zach Dillon, the first baseman, is up. He grounded out to the shortstop in the first inning, ending the inning. Kind of finds himself in a similar situation here. The pitch is up high to him for ball one. There was one runner on, that being Mento earlier. Now Andreas is at third base with two outs. Tie game at 3 here in the bottom of the third inning at Danvers. And the one strike pitch is over for strike 2. Oh no, check that. That was strike 1, so now it's 1 ball, 1 strike. 350 feet to center field, 310 down the left field line at Twy Field. There's a line drive in the gap into left center field for a base hit. Fielded by the center fielder cleanly. The run comes in easily from third base. The runner will stop at first base with a line single to center field. Well, Zach Dillon delivers this time here in the third inning. Hard single out into left center field. Center fielder Enos just really didn't have to go too far over to get it. Was able to jump right on the baseball, hold the batter to a single.
Nice at bat by Dillon.
What
a sophomore, too. Good size. Good size.
Here's Max. I'm sorry, Max Paul, the DH, is up. There's a throw to first base by Pisa, the Beverly pitcher. Runner back. Dillon with an RBI. Mento with two RBIs in the game. Next pitch is over for a strike to Max Paul.
4-3 here. Danvers just taking the lead over Beverly.
Right hand batting Paul. Waits for the pitch, and it's a strike.
Looked like it took a little something off that pitch, Billy.
Yeah. A little bit off speed. Two outs, runner at first. Danvers leading by a run. The pitch is swung on, fouled off on the ground to the Danvers bench.
Now, come tournament time, do they play nine innings, Billy? All divisions play nine innings, or is it seven?
I think they do sometimes go to nine, don't they, or not?
I know Division One does. I don't know whether two
and
three does.
That might be the case, yeah.
You know, but it's interesting. It's a completely different ball game.
Yeah.
Especially at the high school level.
You get a lot of, you get more complete games with for the pitchers. Curveball over for strike three called, and Max Paul is retired, and so are the Falcons. And I'm just looking at this. That would be his first strikeout of the game, and Danvers comes up with one here in the third inning.
American girl.
On one hit. So that's classic. The one hit, a single, and Danvers gets another run.
Yep.
This is just the way they do it. So what we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with the top of the fourth inning when we come back here on MSLNewsSports.com.
This is MSO Radio at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program now in its 24th year celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B, average, or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
What a hand lover, we measure up.
Luke Samperi is up first for Beverly High School as we go to the top of the fourth inning with Danvers now leading back again, 4-3 the score here. Scoring one run in the bottom of the third inning. And the pitch hits Samperi, skims off his helmet. And we got a hit by pitch, first one of those today. Dean Borders puts the first batter for Beverly in the fourth inning on base. And Ricky Johnson is up. Samperi, by the way, doubled his first time up. Scored a run in the second inning. Ricky Johnson is up. He walked his first time up for Beverly High School.
It went down the line, didn't he, Billy?
And the throw, the pitch is taken for a ball, but the throw from the catcher goes down to first base. Johnson with the right-hand batter for Beverly High School. Trying to push across a run here in the top of the fourth. There's a bunt. Looks like a good one. Runner will get to second. The throw on to first base. The sacrifice by Johnson is good. And the runner goes into scoring position. That's Samperi, the catcher. And Rocky Pisa, the pitcher, is up. He walked his first time up with the bases loaded to bring in a run for Beverly in the second inning.
Well done. Great sacrifice.
Now batting Rocky Pisa, pitcher.
Pisa. Right-hand batter. Everybody's pretty much maybe a step to right for him in the outfield. Curve is over for a strike. Both teams 13-2 in league play coming into today's game. Tied for first place. Winner take all here today for the Northeastern Conference North title in this game between Beverly and Danvers. One strike pitch from Borders is in the dirt for ball one. Took something off that one too.
Now, if we're not mistaken, I think Danvers was in the South Division quite a while because they won that so many years in a row. And I know Peabody in the North has dominated in the North. So I'm interested. Do you know when the last time Beverly won a North championship in the conference?
I don't.
So it's been a while, one way or the other.
Borders delivers down low. I think it's two balls and one strike here to Pisa, runner at second base. Right-hand batter. Borders working out of the stretch. Andreas, the catcher behind the plate for Danvers. Unser, the third baseman, even with a bag at third base. Andrew Olzak, the shortstop, kind of cheating his way over to the bag where the runner is. Potential tying run. The second baseman, Mento, also creeping over to the bag, defending. Kind of faking to see if he can draw a throw over there. Second baseman, Mento, now jumps to the bag and now jumps off the bag, and the pitch is away for ball three. Three balls and a strike. Dillon is the first baseman. And left to right in the outfield for Danvers, it's DiDonato in left field, McGinnis in center, and Lynch in right field.
Outfield is not playing very deep either in case for a base hit to be able to throw the runner out.
That's a good point. Keep an eye on that. Pitch is a strike. Two balls, two strikes here. Pisa, again, walked his first time up with the bases loaded. With one out and a runner at second base, here's the pitch. It's up high for ball four.
He's got a good fastball. He throws pretty well, Bill. He's still throwing the ball pretty hard out there. Just missed that pitch.
Yeah. Matt Manzo is up, the DH. Hit a sacrifice fly to center field his first time up.
Now batting Matt Manzo, designated hitter.
He is the DH. McCarthy, the second baseman, does not bat for Danvers. I think Coach Day bringing the outfield maybe off to the left a little bit. He's a left-hand hitting batter, is Manzo. Again, hit that sacrifice fly to center field in the second inning. His only other at-bat here today. Takes a strike. One out, two on. Runners at first and second. Sam Perry is at second base. The catcher and the pitcher, Rocky Pisa, is at first base. Again, here's the bottom part of the order, as you were talking about earlier, John. Takes a ball up high, does Manzo.
They certainly seem to make things happen, Bill. At least get on base, you know. And this is what Coach Day was saying. It concerns them. It always does when they play Beverly.
Borders pitch. Swung on and missed for a strike.
Nice pitch. Not that the top of the order doesn't do damage, but still, it's tough when the top of the order, first four guys are hitters, and then you got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that can get on base. It makes it a difficult lineup to have to attack as a pitcher.
One out, two on. Runners at first and second. Beverly trailing by a run here in the fourth inning. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Throw down to second base, and the runner is back there, thrown down there by the catcher. So Manzo strikes out. That makes two outs, and here is Matt Enos, the center fielder for Beverly High School. Enos has struck out swinging twice here this afternoon. Struck out in the first inning and in the second inning, and here he is in the fourth inning.
It's a big at-bat for him. Needs to put the ball in play somewhere.
Borders on the afternoon has four strikeouts on the mound, but has given up the three runs, which is far more than he usually gives up in a game. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Boxed nicely by Andreas.
Nice stop by Andreas. Good athlete. Quick.
Both catchers do a nice job here. Andreas for Danvers High School. Sampieri for Beverly High School. MSONewsSports.com. You can email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Do follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports for updates. Borders working here to Enos, and he takes a ball. Now there's no wind here, John. Just no wind at all. The flag is just hanging out there in right field.
Very thick. Tough to get one out of here today, I'll tell you.
The pitch from Borders swung on and fouled straight back to the backstop.
Good rip. Good rip. Right on it. Good rip. Nice pitch, but a good rip, too.
Did you play in any bands, John, during Memorial Day? March in any parades?
No, I'm not. I don't do any of that stuff.
You don't?
You know? I just got to take care of my granddaughter. That's all a little
all right.
bit, you know.
There's a swinging strike by Enos.
Good pitch.
I thought you might be the drums. You know, I could see that walking well, across town.
Well, I used to have an afro back in my college days, so you know, maybe.
Yeah. Borders pitching to Enos here. With now he backs off the rubber and the batter backs out. Now Enos backs out.
Way too late.
I love it here. I love it, don't you? The hometown broadcasters. You can call timeout anytime with Damaris. Now it's a little late for Beverly. It's great.
Well, I think that was
hometown
tongue
loyalty.
In cheek. I think there was
hometown
some sarcasm with that. It was ripe with sarcasm, I believe. For those Borders from the stretch, runner at first and second, and the curve is swung on and missed. And Enos goes out. Fifth strikeout for Borders here this afternoon. And we're in the middle of four with the score. Danvers 4, Beverly 3, 4-3 here on MSO News Sports. We'll keep it here. The lacrosse tournament pairings came out today, John, and I know Beverly is they got a bye. We don't have the pairings in front of me here, but we also have the NEC All-Stars, and just want to point out to the folks that two of the league's two co-MVPs or most valuable players are both playing in today's game, Andrew Olzak from Danvers and Spencer Brown, the Beverly third baseman. They've had great seasons.
Yeah, right. And the rest of that lineup we were saying was Espinel from Swampscott. We had Gustin from Peabody, only a sophomore in the infield, with Nick Contaro from Beverly and Sean Hanlon from Beverly, and then Nick Palmer from Peabody, Spencer Carr from Marblehead, who's had a great season, and Ben Irving from Peabody.
Yeah, we got Gavin Softick of Salem was named Coach of the Year in the Northeastern Conference in his very first year. So he's off to a great start. And Lynn English won the Sportsmanship Award. They are playing North Reading this afternoon.
The Clancy Tournament,
the
right?
The Clancy Tournament, yeah. And North Reading, wow, they're having a great season themselves here.
And that's his first year after Coach Carey leaving.
I think it might be the second. I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and I think it's been the second year.
Come back to Paulo. He's had a great,
word.
You know, and he's doing a great job over there.
Yeah, he would need it. Whoever took over for Frank would still need about 50 years to catch up, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, Frankie did a great job, and he's a great guy, and he's a tremendous ambassador for high school baseball.
And he's a Lynn guy, and, you know, that's certainly one of the reasons Frank Carey is why North Reading is in the Clancy Tournament, I'm sure, to begin with, because of his Lynn connections. And
Lynn has a tremendous tradition of baseball over there over the years, and the great facility, and now the facility's all, you know, nice by the Navigators and everything, so, I mean, they've refurbished the whole thing, and it's a beautiful place to watch a baseball game.
It is, yeah. And the Navigators will be opening up their season at home a week from tomorrow night, I guess it is, June 4th.
And they must have some local kids playing for them, too, I would think.
They do. Actually, they just named today, I don't have it in front of me, but they did name a former Salem State pitcher as a pitching coach for them. So they're young. I mean, if they get out of college, then they're too old for the Navigators, so to speak. So Matt Collins is up. Collins is 0-2 this afternoon. The shortstop takes a strike on the first pitch check that here. This is Ryan McGinnis up for Danvers High School. He takes a strike, now takes a ball. Rocky Pisa on the mound for Beverly High School here. Bottom of the fourth inning, Danvers with a one-run lead, 4-3 here.
Danvers jumped out early in a 3-0 lead, and Beverly came right back and tied it up, and then Danvers squeezed another run out, and they're up here 4-3 here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
McGinnis takes a strike right at the knees. Ball and two strikes, and Pisa's pitch is swung on and grounded foul up the first base line near the Beverly bench. Beverly bench on the first base side, Danvers on the third base side. Beverly 14-5 under coach Dave Wilbur. Danvers 17-2 overall under coach Roger Day. But again, the two teams tied in the Northeastern Conference for the top spot right now in the NEC Large. There's a check swing bounder right back to the pitcher off the mound to his left, fields it, throws out the batter, McGinnis, 1-3. So McGinnis kind of tried to check his swing but didn't get the bat out of the way of the ball, and it's almost like a little tapper right
Nobody
back to the pitcher.
Who
give Pisa credit, he jumped off quickly, alertly to his left to the first base side to field that ball. Here's Andrew Olzak, the number one batter for Danvers High School. Takes a strike. He's grounded out to short and singled, so he is 1-for-2 this afternoon. Here in the fourth inning, as John mentioned, Danvers with a one-run lead. They scored 3 in the first inning and 1 last inning in the third. A pitch swung on and missed. Nothing and 2 to Andrew Olczak.
Well, he's got nice size. Going to be a nice size for a college shortstop, you know.
Well, 0-2 pitch is outside and low for ball one.
Good pitch. Good two-strike pitch. Olczak's quite a hitter, too. He's had a good year at the plate as well.
Oh,
as
yeah.
On the mound and as shortstop. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he was a co-MVP maybe last year as a junior.
Oh, that could be.
He had a great year as a junior for Danvers, and I know Southern Maine signed him because of that. So,
checks the swing, takes one in the dirt, and the catcher, Sam Perry, being checked out by the by his coach, Dave Wilbur. Mentioned Olczak, you know, he's got a 20-plus hit season, almost 30 runs, 13 steals, and on the mound, he's got 7 wins, striking out about 45 batters this year and 56 innings of work. So Olczak is does it at the plate and on the mound for Danvers High School. With one out, Andrew Olczak is at the plate. And the pitch from Pisa to him is up high for a ball. We are in the fourth inning, and there's ball four to Olczak, high and away. And with one out, Olczak takes first base on the walk. He is there, again, number one batter. Here's Danny Lynch up. The right fielder is 0-for-2 today. Flied out to center field.
No batting. Danny
Lynch.
Rounded
out
right
to the third baseman. Actually, it was a kind of a safety squeeze situation. He reached base on a fielder's choice, but the third baseman retired him. Retired the runner who was at third base at the plate. So the safety squeeze that Lynch put down looked like a decent bunt, too. Looked like it was going to get the run home, but Spencer Brown made a great play on the ball coming in from third base for Beverly High School, cutting down a run. Here's Lynch swinging, hitting a high fly ball to left field, playable. Here's Cotraro there. Under it, makes the catch for the second out.
Also a great play by Cotraro, the Beverly catcher, too, yep. To make the apply the tag on a slide away. Away from the plate, so it was a well-executed play. Incidentally, Andrew Olczak, you know, maturity, that's just maturity as a senior. I mean, here he's a senior, the MVP of the league, not trying to do too much, draws a walk to help the team, gets on base, whatever he can. A lot of kids want to just hit home runs and hit doubles and triples and keep hitting the ball and don't want to sacrifice himself, and he took ball four and he's on first, but that's just maturity and just, you know, team play.
Jordan DiDonato is up for Danvers High School, the left fielder. He walked, scored a run, scored the first Falcon run in the first inning, grounded back to the pitcher in the second inning, and here he is up now in the fourth inning with two outs. Runner on first base. Danvers, his team, leading by a 4-3 score over Beverly.
Now batting Jordan DiDonato, left field.
Rocky Pisa, the Beverly pitcher, tosses the ball. Kind of underhanded to himself a couple of times on the mound. Now looks in for his sign. Will face the right-hand hitting DiDonato. The pitch to him is a curve that misses ball one.
Beverly outfield is pulled a little over toward the left field side. Mid-range, not too deep.
Johnson, the first baseman, holding the runner on at first base. Olczak. The pitch to the plate. There goes the runner. Here comes the throw down to second. Too late. Stolen base for Olczak. So a walk, a stolen base, and there's your runner in scoring position for Danvers.
There he is. There he is out there, and that's a could be an insurance run.
One-run lead for Danvers in this fourth inning. Coach Dave Wilbur, I think, telling his second baseman not to cheat too much. Let at second base, to cheat to the bag at second base. Wants them to be in position for the play with a right-hand batter. Two outs, runner at second base. Again, that's Olczak. Andrew Olczak for Danvers High School. And the pitch to DiDonato is high and away for a ball.
may not be the worst thing in the world to walk this guy.
Well, that would put Matt Andreas up at the plate.
Well, it also causes a force out in the infield as opposed to a runner on second base, so you never know.
And there's a strike called. The batter on deck, Matt Andreas, has walked twice today and scored twice today for Danvers. And here is the big pitch to Donato, hit on the ground to shortstop. One big hop. Throws on to first base. On the hop, it's scooped out in time for the out. A nice play by Johnson, scooping that ball out of the dirt at first base.
Yeah, it was a good play, and a nice play by the shortstop. Hit hard, right on the button. And that brings us to the end of the fourth inning here, Billy.
Yeah, Collins with a nice play at shortstop. That ball was hit sharply and crisply to him, but he was there to make the play. Through four innings, it's Danvers 4, Beverly 3 on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Radio, North Shore Now, news and sports. Marketing and advertising slots are now available on MSONewsSports.com. Banner advertising, radio commercials. We have numerous marketing and advertising opportunities on our website. Banner advertising, radio commercials in both news and sports programming. Catch on with us now. We have special spring and summer promotions. We are providing an exclusive product, radio and video features with North Shore Newsmakers. For more information, click on the advertise button on the top right-hand corner of our webpage.
Matt Collins, shortstop.
Danvers to bat. Check that. Beverly to bat here in the top half of the fifth inning. Moving along, they're trailing the Panthers by a 4-3 score. And Matt Collins, the shortstop, is up, who just made that nice play at short to end the fourth inning for Danvers. Attempts to bunt on the first pitch and fouls it off for strike one.
Roberto's still throwing hard.
Yep, Dean Borders for Danvers High School. For Collins, he's 0-for-2 this afternoon. Flied out to center field in the first inning and grounded out to shortstop in the second.
I mean Borders, but he still is throwing hard, no doubt about it.
Borders pitched to Collins and swung on, fouled off third base. The difference in today's game, one run scored by Matt Andreas in the third inning, who walked and came across to score later in the inning on an RBI single by Zach Dillon of Danvers High School. Matt Collins for Beverly waits at the plate. Leadoff batter here in the fifth inning. Checks his swing and takes a ball.
No!
Oh boy, that was close.
Checked his swing, did Matt Collins. One ball, two strikes to the Beverly shortstop, Collins. From the stretch, Borders comes to the plate, and a curve is in the dirt. And the count is even at two balls, two strikes. Beverly coming into today's game at Danvers here, 14-5 overall, but tied in the league with Danvers at 13-2. Danvers 17-2 overall. Borders 2-2 pitch on its way to Collins. Here it is. Down away. It's a full count. So Collins hanging in there in this at-bat. Checked his swing. Got the ball call. And now has worked it to a full count here against Dean Borders, the Danvers right-hander, here in the fifth inning. The 3-2 pitch. Strike three called.
Nice pitch in the outside part of the plate.
The sixth strikeout for Dean Borders in tonight's game. He had two last innings.
Now batting Spencer Brown.
It's his first called strike of the afternoon. Here's Spencer Brown. Brown is 0-2 today. He popped out to the pitcher and hit a line drive to the shortstop in the third inning. Here he is with one out in the fifth inning for Beverly High School. Hits a grounder on the first pitch to the pitcher. Off to his left, fields it, throws out Brown. Pitcher to first, and there are two outs.
That's a big out there. He's had a great year, and that's a big out getting Brown out and got him on an easy play by the pitcher, Borders.
No, you're right about that, John, because Brown is 0-4-3 here in today's game.
Now batting Nick Cotraro.
Here's Nick Cotraro, who singled the lead off the second inning and scored the first Beverly run. He fouled out to the third baseman his last at-bat in the third inning, and now with two outs, the left-hand hitter is up for Beverly High School. He takes a strike, a bender over. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher in Dean Borders.
What, do we got two outs here, Billy?
Yes, we do. No ducks on the pond either. And the pitch is high for a ball. So Danvers with that one-run lead here in the fifth inning. Nick Cotraro waits at the plate. Borders pitch. Ground ball, first baseman past first base and into right field for a base hit. Fielded there by the right fielder, Lynch, throws on in. It's a base hit. A scorcher down the first base line by Cotraro.
I was watching Roger Day over there giving signals. He wasn't too happy with the exchange between pitcher and catcher the pitch before. He was looking for something else. I don't know whether he didn't give the signal correctly or didn't whatever, but Roger wasn't too happy. Roger knows all these hitters in the conference. It's amazing. He goes through and he charts kids and he knows where and he wants to pitch them. That's why he calls the pitches. It's amazing.
Yeah, Cotraro now 2-for-3 on the afternoon. Here's Sean Hanlon. He has singled, scored a run, and struck out swinging. Right-hand batter takes a strike with a two-outs runner at first base. Cotraro's hit was scorched down the right field line, past the first baseman on the dive. Dillon made a big an attempt for it, almost came up with it. Would have been a fantastic play.
See if Beverly tries to do something here with two outs, runner on first.
And the pitch to the plate, swung on, ground ball toward the middle, and snapped by the shortstop, throw onto first base, in time for the out. What a play by Andrew Olczak, the shortstop, cutting across behind the bag in second base, and then throwing onto first base to retire Hanlon.
That's why the MVP of the conference, that's a big-time play. I mean, that was a base hit. He took a base hit away. That was a major league play.
I really thought that ball was into center field for a base hit because on the hop, it was hit crisply, but then on the hop, it went high, which means you got to go up and get a ground ball. And he went up and got that ground ball. And then when you go up, then you have to come back down to throw on the run, and he did all of those things, combining all of that on that defensive play. Well, the Pointer Sisters are here, John, so we'll step aside here.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio, North Shore Sports Radio.
Well, a little line on Dean Borders. He's given up four hits and struck out six so far in today's
game.
Matt Andreas is up, the catcher. So Andreas has scored two runs for Danvers, including the fourth and go-ahead run in the third inning. So he's walked twice, lines a single to left field, the left-hand batter, in between the shortstop and the third baseman, who was creeping a little bit to, for a pull hitter towards second base, but Andreas lines it in that hole between short and third for the base hit. And Danvers has their leadoff batter on, the number four batter in the lineup, Matt Andreas. Again, had walked twice, scored two runs, and here's Tim Unser, the third baseman. He singled and scored a run, knocked in a run in the first inning, grounded out to the second baseman in the third inning.
Coach Will, we're going to make a change here.
Yeah, Rocky Pisa going out, and looks like Spencer Brown is coming into pitch from third base. So that's a new pitcher here. So Brown will come into pitch. Let's just take a look at Pisa here so far. He's given up five hits as a Pisa. So he's pitched well here today, but he gave up two walks, John, in the first inning that came across to score. And then he gave up the two hits in that first inning for the total of three runs on two hits, two walks. Gave up two hits in the second inning. So that would make four hits. Gave up a hit, a single, in the third inning. That'd be five hits. And did not give up any hits in the fourth inning. So he's then here is the sixth hit here by Matt Andreas to lead us off here in the fifth inning. So six hits given up by Pisa.
But if I'm not mistaken, only one strikeout too, right, Bill? So Damas is either putting the ball in play or, you know, making things happen. Typical Damas team. They don't strike out much.
I'm just looking too here. Those... yeah, those are all earned runs,
now
too.
Now pitching for Beverly, number three, Spencer Brown.
So Spencer Brown is coming in to pitch for Beverly. Just a couple of notes on Brown. He's a strikeout pitcher. He has 38 strikeouts this year, and he's won four games. Also, as a batter, he can hit the long ball as well for you. And Tim Unser is up, the third baseman, with a new pitcher, Spencer Brown, in here with no outs in the fifth inning. Runner at first base. That being Matt Andreas. First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes to Unser. Tommy Mento is on deck.
Beverly looking for the possible bunt here, too, on the grass at third base. Pisa.
The pitch, batter shortened up to bunt, but takes a ball. Two balls, no strikes to the Danvers third baseman. Unser shortens to bunt again. Now bunts it down the third base side. Pitcher off to his right has it. Throws on to first in time. So the pitcher, Brown, fielded that ball. And so it's a sacrifice bunt.
Well-executed sacrifice and puts the possible insurance run in scoring position.
Yeah, Matt Andreas moves on down to second base. And Tommy
now
Mento is up.
Mento. Second base.
Doubled in two runs. Big RBI double in the first inning and then grounded out to second base in the third inning. So he's one for two, and the first pitch to him is high for a ball. Runner at second base here for Danvers, leading by the 4-3 score here in the bottom of the fifth inning in Danvers. Next pitch is down low for a ball. 2-0.
This is the key juncture in the game for Beverly here. They're trailing by one run. You got a possible insurance run in second base. If they want to stay in this ball game, they need to get out of this.
The pitch is swung on and fouled back. Two balls and a strike to Mento.
Danvers doesn't give games away historically, so I mean they're going to have to go out and get it themselves. So they got to get out of this jam here. And that's why Coach Wilbur brought Brown in.
Pisa, I think, thrown a lot of pitches here this afternoon. Pitch is a curveball high.
Yeah, next time we work, I'll do a little something more than just being, I'll try to do a little something here. You're doing everything with the broadcast production and keeping score and all that stuff.
Curve is in the dirt. Runner will go on to third base. The throw down there, not in time. Wild pitch or pass ball?
I would say a pass ball. I don't think it was a wild pitch. I think it was more of a pass ball. That would be my guess.
Okay, did not control it. The runner goes down to third base here. And Mento swings and fouls this one back out of play. High, high in the air into the parking lot.
What do we get for a count here, Billy? I'm just curious. I can't see down the right field line. I wish the umpire would just give us an indication. I'm just, in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking squeeze, you know? I mean, no,
oh, yeah.
Two strikes. Full count?
Yep.
Okay, so we got a full count here, so that marks that away. So he's going to hit.
Pitcher swung on and fouled
and he's
back.
Swinging. He's swinging. Yeah. So we got 3-2 count here with a runner on third.
That runner on third is Andreas, who singled, was sacrificed over to second base, and then went to third base on the pass ball. And the pitch, curveball swung on, fouled at the plate. Back to the screen.
Good at bat. Good at bat. He's hanging in there. He's throwing a couple fastballs. He's throwing a breaking ball. He's hanging in there. Making Brown work.
One out, and the runner at third. The pitch swung on and missed.
Big strikeout there,
ooh,
Billy. Big
blew
strikeout.
It. Yeah, blew it past Mento. Swinging strike. First strikeout for Brown. Second batter that he's faced. So he now here's Zach Dillon. Dillon grounded out to shortstop.
First base.
In the first inning. Singled in the third inning to drive in the go-ahead Danvers run. Pitch is swung on, foul back out of play. Two outs here, and the runner still at third base. Got a helicopter up there, too. No balls, two strikes. Brown's pitch from Beverly's right-hander to the plate is away for ball one.
Nice stop. Like a turtle. Breaking ball. Just like the way Brown handles himself. I mean, obviously, he's been in these situations before. He's full of confidence out there, and he wants this batter. He knows he wants to keep this team in the game, so.
Big batter right here for sure for Danvers and Beverly. Pitch just misses outside. 2-1?
2-1.
Zach Dillon, the batter. First baseman for Danvers. He's got the pitch to him is off-speed pitch for a strike, and the count is even at 2-2. Dillon's got all that dirt on the front of his uniform that he got last inning diving for, or two innings ago, diving for that ball right on the line. Very nice play, or attempted play by Dillon. Pitches in the dirt to him, boxed nicely by Sam Perry. Good stop there. We've seen the catchers do some, you know, field some balls in the dirt here this afternoon.
Well, as we said, both of these catches are good defensive catches, so and you have to have good defense. You have to be strong up the infield, up the middle in high school baseball. And both these teams are.
Here's Brown's pitch. It is ball four inside, and the runner goes to first base. Runners will be at the corners.
Not the worst thing that could happen. A good hitter. He had a nice line drive hit last the time before. So, I mean, we still got two outs, first and third. So, now, here we go. This is what Danvers did the other night. With two outs, they manufactured with
not
two outs some runs.
Matt
so,
Paul,
against Glasgow. And, you know, who knows what he's got up his mind. Bringing in both base runners, talking to Coach Day as well as Coach Wilbur to the mound, talking to Brown.
Bob, excuse me, Bob Boyce, one of the assistant coaches over there as well on the third base side for Danvers. For their consult, catcher Sam Perry, Coach Dave Wilbur, and pitcher Spencer Brown. Break it up on the mound for Beverly. So here is Max Paul. Again, singled and struck out on a called third strike his last time up. First pitch to him is a ball. Runners at first and third base for Danvers here. Leading by the one run in the fifth inning. Top of bottom of the fifth inning here in Danvers. The pitch. It is a ball tight to the pitch batter. Runner goes to second with a stolen base.
Delayed steal.
Yep.
So now we have two runners in scoring position. So now this out becomes bigger and bigger.
Dillon going on down to second base. The pitch is a strike, just biting the knees on the outside part of the plate.
Haven't figured out the strike zone yet, really.
Runners at second and third base. The pitch is up tight for a ball.
Brings it to 3-1, right?
Yep, 3 balls, 1 strike. Max Paul is up. Again, singled and struck out in today's game. 1-for-2. Right-hand batter, the pitch to him. Hit on the ground to short. There is the shortstop, Collins fielding, throwing on to first in time. Another big play by Collins to end an inning at shortstop for Beverly High School. Retiring Paul. Danvers does not score. They leave 2 runners on base.
That's
here.
That's big, Bill.
Yeah, that's, you're right. And so I think you're alertly calling this that Beverly's able to hang into this game, and they'll be coming up here in the top half of the 6th inning here as the game progresses along. It is Danvers 4, Beverly 3 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
MSO Radio, North Shore Now, news and sports. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, the North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. MSONewsSports.com.
Everything written inside. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend?
Gentle fade.
Now batting, Luke Samperi.
Luke Samperi, the Beverly catcher, is up. Beverly batting here in the top of the 6th inning, trailing by a run, 4-3 to Danvers. Gets hit by the pitch. That's the second time that has happened today. Both to Samperi, both times Samperi.
What do we have, 6-7 coming up in the order, Bill?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, this is 6, 7, 8. So now Samperi, number 6, gets hit by the pitch for the second time today. So he had the big double earlier in the 2nd inning.
Here we come, the scored a run. The again.
Ricky Johnson, the first baseman, is up. Walked and sacrificed in today's game. The pitch to him is lined to center field and is caught by the center fielder. McGinnis is there. The throw back to first base is errant. There goes the runner down to second base. A mistake by Danvers.
Not typical of Danvers. Boy, right on the button he hit that.
You cannot hit a ball much harder than that by Johnson, lined out. But then the runner goes to second on the error. Not sure who you'd... Might be an error on the first baseman. We'll see on that. But here's Rocky Pisa is up.
Well, sailed a little bit, so I'm not
now
sure.
Now batting Rocky Pisa.
Pisa walked twice today. He's at third base now, started as the pitcher today for Beverly High School. Runner at second base. The pitch to Pisa is a curve over for a strike. So there's one out and one runner on second base. Hit by a pitch, then advanced on the error, and there's one out. Beverly trailing by the 1 run here, 4-3, top of 6 in Danvers. Big Northeastern Conference North title game today. The pitch, it's a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. And again, no wind here. If you exclude John Squires, I mean, there's just no wind here today. The pitch is a curve that gets the corner for a strike.
Wow.
Beverly not pleased with that strike call. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Pisa. Dean Borders pitching for Danvers. The pitch is high for ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Borders has done a nice job here today. Did give up the 3 Beverly runs in the 2nd inning, all of them scoring. Three runs on three hits for Beverly, but he's only given up four hits altogether.
Yeah, seemed to get stronger after that, too.
And the pitch is swung on, ground ball, line to the first baseman. He caught it. He doesn't throw down to second. Now does. It's a double play. Reaction by Dillon.
Wow.
He kind of held on to it and didn't react to the fact that he caught the line. Maybe he was looking for the out call to make sure he got the out call from the umpire because the ball was lined and just gloved right off
right,
the ground.
And that's extra base. That's a rocket. He picked it right out of the dirt. That's down the right field line. The right field is playing towards center a little bit. That's trouble. That's a great, great play. And then they double up the runner at second base. So
the runner from second takes off. He's way off the bag. But it was a line drive catch and was certainly not able to react. Now, he gets word that it's a catch. That all takes some time because the ball was so close. It wasn't as if it was a line drive at the belt where the base coach knows it's a catch or it could be a catch. The batter knows it could be a catch. That ball really looked like it might not be a catch, but it was a great catch there by
Dillon. Great play, too. I mean, he checks and then he threw a bullet to second base.
Yeah. But what's surprising a little bit about Dillon is the first baseman. He did not throw down to second for a long time, kind of not paying attention, or it didn't appear as if he was paying attention to the runner at second, but he still had plenty of time to get the double play. So maybe he was just setting himself up to do it right. We do have some warm-up action in the Danvers bullpen down to our left. And Beverly will pitch to Danvers coming up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So, Coach Dave Wilbur's thinking, what do you have to do here in a game like this? You smack the ball hard. Think of that. You get a line drive to the center field, and that's an out. Then you get a hard line drive to the first baseman. The glove takes it right off the dirt, but a catch, no doubt, and it's a double play.
You know, we've seen a lot of things here today, and it's two teams fighting it out for the North Championship. So, I mean, they're certainly not disappointing. The game is not 2-1, but it certainly is a highly contested rival game. And Danvers, Beverly's down to three outs now.
They are. So, needless to say, and just in case you're looking at the Beverly lineup, they do have Matt Manzo, their number 9 batter. The DH due up in the seventh, then up to the top of the order where Enos and Collins bat. And
you want to get to Brown. Beverly wants to get to Brown.
And none of those guys, those three batters, have a hit here this afternoon.
Continuing for
but
Danvers,
we also have some warm-up
14,
action in the Beverly,
Nick
in the Danvers
Ramo.
Bullpen. Nick Ramo pinch hitting for Danvers here in the McGinnis spot. And the pitch to him hits him. So there is a hit batsman, Ramo, first time up today on the pinch hitter.
And we're going to have a pinch runner, Billy.
And then they put back in McGinnis. So McGinnis is back running at first base.
Re-entering the game, number 16, Ryan McGinnis.
So McGinnis is at first base. Up to the top of the order, Andrew Olzak is up.
Shortstop.
Takes a ball. First pitch. Olzak grounded out to shortstop in the first inning. Singled in the second. Walked and stole a base in the fourth inning. Swings and fouls a pitch off to the first base side. Foul. Olzak, the leadoff batter in the Danvers lineup. Danny Lynch is on deck. So Olzak has the single in the walk, takes a strike there, and again, as I mentioned, grounded out to shortstop in the first inning. So a runner at first base, McGinnis. Ramo was the batter who was hit by the pitch. There's a pitch swung on and fouled off to the right, out of play to our right.
Finding out the fastball to protect himself. So, well, once again, key, because Beverly wants to come into their last opportunity, at least in the regular frames, to one down.
They had a come from behind win Wednesday against Peabody High School. There's a curve that misses.
As I said, Billy, they've won about seven games, six, or I know at least five or six games in the late innings. They've been kind of like cardiac kids. They just find a way to do it, and that's why they're 14-5, 13-2 in the league.
There's a pitch swung on. Olzak sends it to right field. The right fielder going back, and Hanlon makes the catch. There's a throwback to first base, and its runner is back in time, running back on the out, the fly out to right field. So Hanlon with the catch, the throwback into the infield, looking to possibly double up McGinnis, the runner at first base. So there's one out, one runner on first base, and Danny Lynch is up. Flied out to center field.
Now batting Danny Lynch.
Grounded out
right
to the on a reach on a fielder's choice in the second inning.
Yeah, Lynch is
due. And then flew out to left field. The pitch to him is in the dirt. There goes the runner to second. There goes the throw. It's overthrown, but backed up by the second baseman. Stolen base for McGinnis. Well, McGinnis has a bunch of stolen bases this year, too, for Danvers High School. One of those guys I think we talked about with Coach Day in the pregame show. 14 steals, 15 steals now for McGinnis. Lynch takes a ball.
Coach Wilbur very not very happy about that. He's saying some words to the umpire, and the umpire's going over to talk to him now. He's not very happy with this. He's not very happy at all.
Well, he's discussing balls and strikes with the home plate umpire.
Which you can't do.
Yeah.
Right.
So Danny Lynch is up, flied out to center field, as I mentioned, and reached on a fielder's choice in the second, and then flew out to left field, the left-hand batter.
That's great game management by the home plate umpire. He just went over just to tell Coach Wilbur what he saw, what he sees, and just to keep you cool.
Yeah. Runner now leading away from second base. Shortstop Collins trying to check him back a few times. Lynch swings and fouls it back. Out of play. Out in the grass, out by the basketball courts behind the home plate. We are in the sixth inning. Danvers batting the home half of the sixth. One last crack for Beverly, trailing by a run right now. Coming up in the top of the seventh. Pitches high to Lynch. Jordan DiDonato is on deck. Matt Andreas, the number four batter after that. Pitch swung on and missed. Foul tipped out of the glove.
Just missed.
And the count is full. Three balls, two strikes to Danny Lynch. Sam Perry, the catcher for Beverly High School. Spencer Brown pitching. The pitch from Brown is high for ball four. Runners will be at first and second. Lynch takes first. McGinnis stays at second base. Again, McGinnis was a pinch runner, but went down to second base on a stolen base.
Left field.
Here's Jordan DiDonato up.
Well, it creates a fourth in any base now, so.
He hits a hot shot to short. One hop. One out at second. On to first for the double play. They got it. Beverly pulls a 6-4-3 double play. A crisp shot off the bat of DiDonato, but right to the shortstop. Collins of Beverly tossed it on to second base to McCarthy. On to first base to Johnson for the 6-4-3 double play. A huge double play. And as you mentioned, John, that gave, they had a force at every base, but that was set up perfectly for the classic 6-4-3.
Let's talk a little bit about the shortstop of Beverly, too. He's a sophomore. He's handled four or five plays. He's, this is a big game. That's a big play. And he has made a difference during the season. I know why he didn't stop the season, and he's moved over there, and he's done a great job.
He has. He's made some tough plays. In fact, let's just take a look at it here to end innings here. In that first inning, after they scored three runs, it was a big 6-3 play the shortstop made in that inning. And he also made one in the fourth inning with a runner on base, runner in scoring position. He makes the big 6-3 play there. And also in the fifth inning, he makes that play. And now he just does it again in the sixth inning. So about four, he's ended four innings with round outs. Andrew Ozak is going to be pitching for Danvers High School.
This is a great move by Coach Day. I mean, you got the pitcher of the year, probably in the conference, coming in, 3 outs away from, copping the title, and don't think the kids from Beverly, are going up there saying, hey, this is just another easy pitcher. He's going to go after him. So this is just great high school baseball.
Just so you know, on Ozak, who's coming into the game, he had 7 wins this year. He's replacing Brown, who had 8 wins, but he has 43 strikeouts in 56 innings. So this is a guy that can pick. I think it's a good move, too, John, just in the sense that give them another pitcher to look at here. They've seen Borders all afternoon.
And this is your senior leader. Yeah. Senior leader. And it's also not the first time Coach Day's done this during the season.
James Fidanvis now playing shortstop, number 12, Justin Roberto. Now pitching Fidanvis, number 15, Andrew Olzak.
So Roberto goes in at shortstop defensively for Danvers. And Andrew Olzak comes on to pitch here. He'll face the number 9 Beverly batter, Matt Manzo.
Pitching for Beverly, number 2, Garrett Desmond.
Now Garrett Desmond in to pinch hit for Beverly. Nice clean number 2 uniform for him. First pitch to him is swung on and missed.
Good velocity.
Oh my, yeah. Left-hand batter, Desmond. And Andrew Olzak working out of the stretch here in Danvers. The pitch, off-speed pitch, is outside. 1-1. This is it. Last call for Beverly. Top of the 7th inning here in Danvers, trailing by 1 run. So they need 1 run to force it into the bottom of the 7th. The pitch hit on the ground softly between short and third. Third baseman cuts over, makes the play, throws out the runner. Unser with the play at third base for Danvers.
Nice play. That ball gets to the shortstop. He's going to beat that out. That was a nice play.
That was one of those skimmers off the left-hand batter to the third baseman.
Unser got over there real quick. And he released the ball really quick, too.
Nice play. Nice pickup and throw. So here's Dylan Stevens up, pinch hitter, replacing Matt Enos. So Coach Dave Wilbur going with two pinch hitters here in the 7th inning. Stevens taking the pitch from Andreas, and it's a ball inside.
That's a miss. One out. Much.
Little off speed pitch. Danvers with a win, wins the Northeastern Conference North title. There's a strike to Stevens. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch swung on, fouled off. 1-2. Dylan Stevens, one of the captains here on this team. Pitcher, outfielder.
It's interesting how these coaches think. You know, he's got two pinch hitters. He says, okay, we're going to go for broke here. Then you got Olzak coming in. He's not going to be left in the bullpen just in case. He's going to say, look, we're going to either win it here or we're not. You know, he's not going to second-guess himself tomorrow morning. He's got probably his best out there, and Coach Wilbur's trying to combat that.
Stevens waits, and the pitch to him is a strike 3 called. So Stevens goes out. And the Panthers down to their last out. Shortstop Matt Collins.
Now batting Matt Collins.
Well, Matt Collins is 0 for 3 today. He has had a fly out to center field, grounded a shortstop, and took a called third strike from pitcher Dean Borders. Matt Andreas in his, Andrew Olzak in his first inning of relief here. Just came in here in the top of the 7th inning for Danvers.
Coach Day motioning his outfields in a little bit. Doesn't want to drop in.
We'll wrap this up very quickly after the game tonight. Today, pitches a curve outside to Matt Collins. Spencer Brown is on deck for Beverly. And as you mentioned, John, they would love to get him to the plate any way they can. Collins takes outside for 2. Lights are on here.
Game tonight, Billy.
Yeah, that's
alumni
right.
Alumni game,
yeah. Didn't know they would turn the lights on for that, but I guess they should. They would, yeah. Why not? Pitch is a strike. Got the outside part of the plate. Beverly grousing a little bit on that call strike. So here is Andrew Olzak's pitch to Collins. He swings and fouls it off at the plate. So they're down to their last strike. They're down to their last out. No one on base here for Beverly in the top of the 7th inning, trailing 4-3 to Danvers. With the win, if Danvers hangs on here, they win the Northeastern Conference North title. Andrew Olzak's 2-2 pitch, curveball, swung on and missed. They get Collins on a swinging strike. Olczak sets them down in order with two strikeouts in the seventh inning. And our final score is 4-3. Let's just recap it very quickly here, John. Danvers broke the game, you know, open and away when they came up in the first inning, scored three runs. Jordan G. Donato with a walk. Matt Andreas with a walk. Tim Unser with a base hit, driving in a run. Tommy Mento with a two-run double. Danvers was up 3-0. Beverly would tie the game up in the second inning as Matt Contrero led off with a single. Sean Hanlon singled. Luke Samperi doubled, driving in some runs. And then loaded up the bases. There was a walk. A bases-loaded walk drove in a run. A sacrifice fly by Matt Manzo drove in a run. And Beverly had their three runs in the game. And what turns out to be the game-winning run comes in the third inning. Classic inning for Coach Roger Day and Danvers baseball. Matt Andreas leads off with a walk. Ground ball to the second baseman advancing the runner. The second baseman gets another ground ball, advances the runner to third base, and then Zach Dillon singles in the run. So there's one hit, one run in that inning, and it's the winning run for Danvers. And winning pitcher Dean Borders, and really kind of Rocky Pisa, tough luck loser. He pitched pretty well, ran up the pitch count a little bit, but kind of a well, you know, not quite the game we expected, but yet it's kind of a classic matchup between these two teams.
Exactly. Well played and great sportsmanship, and both schools should be complimented on a great season. Danvers goes away with the North Championship. Beverly, and now both these teams turn to the Division II North Tournament.
You got it. That's it. Our final score here from Danvers with Rick Moore, John Squires. I'm Bill Newell. So our final score, thanks so much for being with us. It is Danvers 4 and Beverly 3. Beverly, Danvers wins the Northeastern Conference title with a league record of 14-2. They improved to 18-2 overall. Beverly tied with Danvers coming into this game in the league, loses the game, and they fall to 14-6 on the year. Have a great afternoon. Have a very good Memorial Day weekend, everybody. For MSLNewsSports.com, I'm Bill Newell.